This is the Don and Mike Show.
But I love them folks. I used to date a retarded gal for a while. I loved her today. We ended up breaking up. We didn't agree on nothing. It's unbelievable. I'd say tomato, she'd say bowling shoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Lawrence.
How is Lawrence the digital cable man? Lawrence, your TV guy. Yeah. I'm only calling him by the name that everybody calls him by.
Lawrence, the home theater fellow.
Thank you, Mike.
My brother's an idiot. He sold his truck for gas money.
I'm sorry. Don't be
He's
sorry.
A moron.
It's new to me.
He got eliminated in the spelling bee first round one time. Apparently, there ain't no number 8 in the word pollinate.
Lawrence.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Lawrence,
they're
high...
ready to believe you.
Lawrence, the high def man, right?
You learn a lot, though, when you have kids. I'll tell you what. Did you know when a baby poops its diaper, you're not supposed to hit them with a rolled-up newspaper?
What not? What not?
Lawrence, the flat screen guy.
Let them prey on you, Don and Mike.
Fellow.
Well, that was Larry the Cable Guy talking about retards. Here is Super Dave, who is calling now. Actually, he texted Rob during the break with a message for Tom Gavitt, and here he is now to just tell us, everybody. Hi, Super Dave.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you guys?
Great to hear from you. What did you text to Rob?
I just said I really didn't want to accept Tom's challenge because I think I may be the stronger guy and I don't want to accidentally hurt him.
Don't want to hurt him.
Oh, wow. You mean you really think you're that strong?
Right. Things do happen and I don't know how all the ligaments work, but I think I'm the stronger guy.
I have to ask you, Super Dave, have you ever arm wrestled before?
Yes, I have.
Pretty good at it?
Were you victorious?
Yes.
And you've hurt people before?
No, I haven't. Nice. But I have seen videos of people arm wrestling where they did it a certain way and their arm broke and everything.
Hey, Super Dave, I'm on the internet right now and I see something called thegayquiz.com. Do you want to take it?
Sure.
It's supposed to be, it says, welcome to thegayquiz.com.
Very good.
The quiz that answers the age-old question, are you gay?
Mm-hmm.
Click start the quiz.
All right. Are you ready, Super Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
You like chicks, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. He practically has a cot in Hooters.
Hold on a second. It clicked on. Here we go. Okay. You go to the bar to meet chicks, check out fashions, or dance?
I'd go to check out chicks.
Chicks.
Meet chicks.
Let me see. You drink wine, if that's all there is, on a regular basis, or in a beer glass?
I drink beer.
Okay, but you drink wine, if that's all there is, on a regular basis, or in a beer glass?
I drink wine.
If that's all there is?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you drink it on a regular basis?
No, not on a regular basis.
All right. Your favorite sport is either tennis, football, basketball, or figure skating?
I like football the best.
Good. Your favorite movie is The Godfather, Rambo, Brokeback Mountain, or Say Anything?
I like Rambo.
Sure you do.
Very good, Dave.
All right, here's the next set of questions.
Very, very good so far.
The ballet is a place for high-class girls and beer. The ballet is lovely. The ballet is somewhere I go to impress chicks.
Somewhere I go to impress chicks.
He's doing very well so far.
I say so.
My favorite kind of music is Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, AC/DC, or Clay Aiken.
I do like all kinds of music.
That's good.
So I'd say all the above.
Pick one. Pick one, though. Jay-Z, Justin, ACD. Well, never mind. I've clicked Clay.
ACDC.
ACDC. Okay.
Your wardrobe is dot, dot, dot.
Oh, here we go.
On the floor and dirty, totally in fashion, or a mixture of jeans and T-shirts?
Mixture of jeans and T-shirts. Uh-huh.
Don't we really think it's on the floor and dirty?
Right. Some of it is.
Some of
all
it
right,
is.
All right. We'll answer.
How you doing with that laundry?
Here we go.
I got a load done before, but it's getting time to do another load.
Yeah, right, time Tom, to do another Tom. Load.
Dancing. Dancing is dot, dot, dot. Dancing is my soul. Dancing is for chicks. Dancing is fun and keeps me thin. Or dancing is gay.
Dancing keeps me fit.
So fun and keeps me fit.
Dancing keeps me fit.
My favorite tea is orange
pico.
Pico. Uh-huh. Ginger tea, coffee, or beer?
Beer.
Beer.
He likes his beer.
Right, the heterosexual.
You're right.
All right, now we wait.
Very hetero answers. Extremely so far.
When you take off your shirt, Dave.
Except for the dancing keeps me fit.
Dave, when you now this is when you take off your shirt.
Hello.
You cross your arms and start at the bottom. Or you pull the shirt up from the neck. Or you tear it to shreds and buy a new one.
Start at the bottom and go from bottom to top.
Would that be cross arms and start at the bottom? Okay, good.
Yes. Right. Start at the bottom.
My favorite magazine of these is GQ, Sports Illustrated, Maxim, or Us Weekly.
I'm going to say Maxim.
Maxim, mm-hmm. Good answer. Nice.
Do you wear a belt, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely essential.
Do you have a great sense for interior design? Yes or no?
No.
Brad Pitt is either so hot, cute, great in Fight Club, or awesome because he gets so many chicks.
Something to do with the chicks.
Yeah. Awesome because he gets so many chicks.
Right. Right.
How many these questions are there, for goodness sake?
These are strange. Some of these questions are a little odd.
This is from the website, The Gay Quiz.
Last page.
Is it the last page, Buzz?
Yeah, you're about to go to it.
Oh, well, thank you. Certainly. When you cook, you use the least amount of dishes possible, make something frozen from a box or a can, or create the best lemon butter chicken. So scrumptious.
Fred, I really don't cook at all.
So be frozen?
Right, because what I normally do is go to Daily Bread.
Okay, here we
or
go.
Or go out to Hooters.
Here's
or
the next
someplace.
One.
Uh-huh.
My car is dot, dot, dot. Dude, it's a truck. My car is a piece of crap I never wash. My car is a Miata. Or my car is so clean.
I don't have a car, period. I take transit.
Could you drive? Do you have a driver's license?
I started to take the process, but I never completed it.
Wow. We've got to answer it, though. Pick one. Pick one, A, B, C, or D.
My car would be clean.
Clean, okay. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite alcoholic drink? Beer, highball, anything with an umbrella, or a Bellini?
Really, my favorite is beer.
Yeah. Beer. Likes his beer.
Lacoste. Right. Lacoste. Yeah. Hold on, Dave. We're almost done. Lacoste.
Right.
Lacoste is a brand of shirts, so last year, or the French translation of the cost. Lacoste.
Thank you. Say.
See, the French translation.
Okay. That's good. That's going to do him well.
And finally, who is your favorite female singer? Barbra Streisand, Celine Dion, or Beyonce?
Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Beyonce.
I think that's going to work for him.
I do, too.
Right. Would like to make Beyonce my fiance.
Hey!
Very good, Dave.
Oh my God! Complete the survey while we check your answers. My God.
You mean you have to check? You have to do a survey now?
I'm just going to put dick for everything.
Okay.
The word dick, personal dick.
Oh, so that's one of those deals where you have to fill it out before they give you the results.
Right. They want your date of birth,
right.
Address, name.
I have a feeling, Dave, when Don gets done filling this out, that you're going to come out ahead on this.
Right.
If you wanted to be super hetero.
Right.
If you wanted to be gay, it's not going to work out for you.
My God.
Right.
Select a state and zip. I'm almost done here. State and zip.
Texas.
Code.
I always use Texas.
North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Does it really matter?
Doesn't matter.
63. 11th. 27. Okay. Phone number is...
666-6666. Mark of the devil.
Right.
So you really think you'd snap Tom Gavin's arm, huh, Dave?
I don't know about that.
All right, finally, continue to results.
All right, we're going to get the results now?
Hold on, these fields right. Need to be zip code. Where the hell does it say zip code?
Do we need the North Dakota zip code?
Where is it, Robbie?
Next to North Dakota.
Oh, I see.
No,
all
I
right,
think
okay.
Anything
right,
will do.
Zip code 666-6666.
Right.
Finally, continue to results.
Or, I'm sorry, 66666.
Come on.
Dash 666.
Continue to results.
If you wanted to have the routing code.
Exactly.
Nine-digit. Yeah.
Dave, I'm pretty sure you're not gay.
Right.
ContinueToResults.com. And here it comes, finally. Right. Come on, big bucks. The GayQuiz.com. Complete this consumer survey while we check.
Oh, no. Not a, see, that's all it is.
That's how they get you.
It's an excuse to do their own marketing, their research
look
marketing.
At all that. I just, you got to select yes or
Soylent
no.
Soylent Green is people.
All right, give me a moment just to select no to everything.
We've come this far.
From my cold, dead hands.
Be careful what you check. It might make him gay.
Oh, wow. I'm just checking no to everything, to every goddamn ad they've got on this
thing. I'm checking a series of shampoos.
Okay, no.
Shampoo and
no.
Lube.
No.
All in one.
Did you bottle. Shower today, Dave?
Yeah, I took a bath
they
today.
Don't have no shower, just a bathtub.
Right, we only have a bathtub at the house.
Was it a cold water bath?
It was warm water.
All right.
We got hot and cold running water, but it's only a tub.
Dave, you think anybody's ever going to try to... work it out so you have a shower there?
All right, submit.
I don't know. I'd like that. Yeah.
What didn't I miss? You must select yes or no to all of the choices. God, what one did I forget? Look at this thing. Do you see any that don't have yes or no?
Maybe one has to be a yes.
Oh, no. There is one that's...
Ah.
God damn, you're right. There's
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah,
that...
you didn't have...
Those surveys, this is just like the internet.
Mm-hmm. Candy.
They are pesky.
Candy.
Right.
Dave, yeah. Don't you hate those internet surveys?
Yeah.
Right, that's it. Done.
Are we done? We're going to get the results?
Finally.
I hope so.
I had to click on if I liked M&M's or Skittles.
Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, they're really what they're doing. You've just saved them some money.
To take advantage of the offers you select to fill out the short survey. Oh, my God. I cannot do this. Submit.
We'll never know then.
I'm just submitting it. What the hell?
Are they going to spew it out regardless, even if you don't take the survey?
There were errors in your submission.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
The select CD field is required.
They're not playing around.
This is not fair.
Okay, here we go. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, you like M&M?
Yeah, there you go.
And hey, maybe we'll get some free candy out of it.
I like M&M and I like Christian rock.
Uh-huh.
Remember, candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth.
Here we go.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave loves that.
Dave House.
Oh, my God.
Right.
There are errors in your submission. Uh-huh. A valid phone number.
What you need to do, just click no up here.
Okay.
You buy it.
No.
Right. Thank you.
My answer is no. I won't be doing your survey because I don't care about giving you my information. The answer is no.
Now they're asking, do I want to learn about belly fat?
Do you?
No, I clicked no.
That's okay. The omentum.
I can tell you all you know, about it.
This is all this does is lead into more and more click-ons. Do you want to learn
that's
about?
Right.
I think it's an infinite survey that will never be finished.
Well, Mike, I'm up to. Do you want? I'm a diabetic, and I'd like to receive a new meter free. No.
Oh my God.
I mean, every time I try to get the answer, it keeps clicking on. For
yeah,
instance,
what it is surveys and then followed by a sales pitch.
Are you interested in getting a car loan? No.
Thank God, it's almost like dealing with Philip Stalkum.
I just want to find out if this guy likes. Oh,
wow.
No. Look at this. Look at this.
It just keeps coming.
Complete this quick consumer
this
survey while we check your answers.
Again?
Look at all these things.
Wow.
That sucks. I'm sorry, Dave. You're not gay.
You're not gay at all.
You're not gay. Never mind.
You're not gay, and you're not going to be receiving anything.
We ran it in the back room, Dave, and you are gay. Sorry.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Tom is on the phone, though.
Oh, no.
What? Tom.
This could get ugly.
Watch it.
Watch what, Tom?
What?
Tom, come on. Focus. What do you want?
What's up, Tom?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm at... All right. How are you, buddy?
Good. You ready for the... You ready for the arm wrestling contest?
Brad, I don't want to cause any damage. Just want to be sure that it's good and everything's watched and it's done properly, though.
I am still clicking on this goddamn thing.
Meanwhile, Tom is not answering.
I'm still
Dave.
Filling out surveys for Super Dave to
Tom,
find out if he's gay.
Yeah.
Dave is afraid that he'll hurt you if you have.
No, he's not. I'm going to hurt him.
Really?
I'm stronger than he is.
Dave, what do you have to say to that?
Fred, I just want to be sure that everything's properly supervised.
Finally, you are not gay.
You're not gay,
You're
Dave.
You're not gay, Dave. Ooh. That's what they're saying.
You are not gay, Dave, according to AreYouGay.com.
Dave, they're just teasing. Dave,
yeah.
Listen to me. They're just teasing you. They tease me. That's what the joke is about.
That's right, Tom. You're right. That's the joke. We don't mean it.
That's a joke. Uh-huh. They're not. The thing is not like that at all.
He's not gay, but you're brain damaged.
Oh, dear.
Watch it.
No, Tom, I thought you said you were brain damaged.
I'm a little brain damaged.
I'm a little brain damaged.
Short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is my
spout.
But I guess the arm wrestling match is on, right, guys?
Yeah.
So long as nobody gets hurt.
And Dave, you're very sweet, not to want to hurt anybody. But Tom's very strong. I think he can hold his own.
Good.
All right. Well, we got to fly, guys. Thanks for taking that quiz with us, Dave.
Sure.
All right. And Tom.
Yeah. Good luck. What date is it going to be? What date? Anyway. I want to know.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
How about a little politeness? Okay.
Okay.
You know, you don't scream, when's it going to be?
Does your brain feel swollen?
No.
Does your arm feel strong?
Yes, it does.
What are you going to do to Dave's arm?
I'm going to arm wrestle him.
I think you have water on the brain.
No, I don't.
I think you do, Tom.
No, I don't.
Tom, do you see in color or black and white?
I see color.
That's good.
I'm looking forward to this arm wrestling match.
What date is it going to be?
Can you both do it wearing tank tops?
Yeah.
Shirtless.
Shirtless is even better.
Shirtless.
And Tom, can you tell us how you got your brain damage?
When I was born.
Oh, okay.
How'd you get yours, Dave?
Yeah, well, I'll have to see when Rob can set it up.
Okay.
Right. All right, very good.
I'll be by to pick you up tomorrow.
Good talking to you guys.
You guys take care.
I'll text you.
Right.
Have a good day.
May the best man win.
Bye-bye now.
Right. Bye-bye.
Remember, Dave, you're not gay. We knew that, though.
Right.
Hey, Dave, they're just teasing you. They do that all the time.
Right.
That's very nice, Tom.
You're not gay.
Right.
Right. All right, Tom. Good talking to you, BD.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Dave, hang up.
Right.
Tom, you hang up first. Who's on the line?
Me.
Oh, Dave. Okay, very good.
Right.
Now you can hang up, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. See you later. Okay, there you go.
That's something.
It always happens when you get two alpha males, doesn't it? Yeah,
how about that sweet streak in Super Dave that doesn't want to break Tom's arm?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And Tom for looking out for Dave. They're just kidding.
Yeah, they're just teasing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. I took one of those surveys one day, and now I get anywhere from 75 to 250 emails a day of all junk mail.
Oh, my God.
Honey, that's why we did it here at work, on the computers at work.
Yeah, you might as well change that computer screen name, because that's all you're going to get now.
All right, well, it was, as I counted, it was only 8 pages of consumer stuff, but I just put Dick in for every single word.
And you finally got your answer about Super Dave.
He's not gay.
Not gay.
Yeah, if you guys figure out how to get rid of all those emails so that they stop sending them to you, please let us all know.
I would love to know that because, I mean, you can do the pop-up ad blockers, right. But how do you prevent the emails from coming? I get 75 to 100 a day.
Don't you have the thing on whoever your internet provider is that says report as spam? Yeah.
Spam blockers.
Do you have something?
I think I have spam blocker.
I think today I got maybe 10 porno things and 10 things saying that I can buy Viagra from Canada.
Oh, I get that all the time.
And all I did was just report all as spam, and most of them go away then.
You know what? I will try that.
Yeah.
I will absolutely try that because I haven't done that. Is there a, you just click on something on your email?
It says when you don't even have to open it up. You just go to it like it's new.
Highlight it.
And then as soon as it says like, because I can tell like it's
or in my
like,
case, like I check it.
It says like, you know, buddy of yours, you know, great deals on Viagra. Check it and then just look for an icon that says report as spam.
Excellent.
Although those prices are pretty good.
How long have you been doing business with Canada?
Since they started offering them.
Buzz constantly getting his medications across the line, especially those blue pills.
Don't laugh them off.
He likes his Viagra.
Viagra.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Hi there. What's up? Oh, we got a break. I'm sorry. We ran way long there. Hello.
I smell a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Okay. I think it could be.
I think you smell more like than a pay-per-view.
I would like to caution you, though.
Yes?
If you get two of those tards together and the tard strength combination, it could be possibly like crossing the beams in Ghostbusters. It's going to warp the time space continuum.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
But I would check your insurance policy before you go through with this.
I think it's very important to note that Super Dave had some type of his cord was wrapped around his neck.
Umbilical cord wrapped around his neck, lost a little oxygen to his brain.
And Tom, as you heard, is not retarded. He's simply brain damaged.
Brain. Both of them, I think, a little bit of
difficult
damage there.
Births,
yes. Yeah, both difficult at the beginning.
Yes.
All things equal, Tom might actually be smarter if he'd had a better birth.
That could be true. But really, don't you think, as far as strength goes, this could be a battle royale?
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen,
they've got the same body type.
You know how they talk about with adrenaline? That, like, you know, if there's a guy and his little baby's underneath the car, the guy could lift up the car. I imagine that Tom has that within him.
Tom instigated the report. I mean the battle. So I think that Tom actually is has done this before and obviously has some confidence.
He can pull out that brain damage strength.
But in his nice way, Super Dave then came back and said, "I don't want to do ligament damage."
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So. So I mean, maybe he's and Super Dave said that he's arm wrestled also.
He's also strong as.
And you know they both have those little short arms, and they're stocky little like elfin arms.
Less
that they
likely
have.
To snap.
Sounds to me like a battle royale.
Likely to snap
the squared circle.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on.
And just like chicken bones.
I think really, as opposed to arm wrestling, maybe we should do ultimate fighting. You know, get the octagon.
You know what they could do, actually, was, did you ever do that when you're a kid? Do you leg wrestle with someone?
Oh, yeah.
You lay on your back, and you like you just go at it with your, at it with your legs?
That would be. There'd be some blood.
Not on the side with Tom's bad hip.
That's right. We've got to keep it arm wrestling because Tom's got the hip.
That's right.
Well, he's got a titanium hip, so he might even have an advantage.
Well, Mr. Awesome is going to work on that for us.
Wonderful.
Correct, Mr. Awesome?
Sure.
All right, thank you.
He could take winner.
And incidentally, if we do have this is just a request. If we do have the arm wrestling, you know, we've got a Dick's Sporting Goods right across the store, the street here. Yeah. Can we maybe have uniforms for them?
Yes.
Like real arm wrestling uniforms?
And I think that they should both wear those boxing headgear.
Yeah, yes.
And wrestling unitards.
Wrestling unitards and boxing headgear.
Could there be anything more appropriate than a unitard?
Gotcha.
I love it.
Commercials. That's what's coming up here.
Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.